Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Just a heads up, I can see that you've got this whole show scripted out, so
no, we don't.
Yeah, you know what? You might want to get back on point.
I am a radio icon.
Let me
see. By the way, so are you.
Hi, I'm Max, and hi, I'm Mike. Here's the Oddcast.
You are a pussy.
And why don't more people listen to us? Because most of what you say is gibberish, that's why.
Ladies and gentlemen, Max Tolkoff.
Are we rolling?
Start the recording process.
When you hit the button?
Yeah, when I hit the button, it's going to start recording.
All right. What about before you hit the button?
Nothing.
Nothing
happens before I hit the button.
Well, when will you actually hit the button?
I already hit the button. It looks to me. Let me just double check to see.
Well, how do you know we're recording anything? Are you going to check it out? Are we recording?
We've already been recording for 25 seconds already.
All right, look, I don't want to talk about radio or the music industry or anything like that today. Let's talk about something else.
What do you want to talk about?
I feel all talked out. I feel like we talk,
we
harangue.
We did an amazing show this morning. We're taping this on a Sunday?
Why are you doing that?
Because we filled in. You and I filled in for Garrett Michaels, who's going to get a shout-out today because he was gone. He was out of town. He was fishing. And we filled in for him on Resurrection Sunday, a show that was started thousands of years ago on 91X, basically to bring back the songs of the dead, because the station started in what? In 83.
83.
And a bunch of bands disappeared. And so you and I filled in, and we played everything from David Bowie to the Kingston Trio.
You played stuff that, you know, this is where you're like Steve West. You know, he would want to play off tracks from bands that people have heard of, but tracks that no one's ever heard of. And you're like playing depth tracks from Dexy's Midnight Runners. Like, why?
Because they're only depth tracks, because guys like you refused to play the band when they should have been played. You waited until, come on, Eileen.
I'm sorry, were we supposed to look, look at this band that's up and coming, Dexy's Midnight Runners. One day they're going to have a hit. But for now, let's just play things that nobody cares about.
How many fucking stiffs did you play at 91X back in the
day? A lot. We played a lot of stiffs.
Taco.
But you got to realize, at the time. Horrible,
but you played it.
Yes, because at the time.
How can you live with yourself knowing that you played Putting on the Ritz? And by the way, you know what else discovered? What else we discovered today? You don't remember the fact that you played Everybody Wang Chung tonight. Here's an alternative station that's playing X, that's playing like all this great music by U2 and Simple Minds and Big Country, and you're playing something horrible by Wang Chung, which is
just
called
because
Everybody
you have a thing about Wang Chung. You didn't like them then, you don't like them now.
It's not that I had a thing about them. It's just that they were just fucking horrible all the way through.
They weren't horrible for the time that it was new music that came out. It was popular and everybody liked it at the time.
It was popular. You started playing it thinking it was going to become popular.
Come on, they had a song from one of the most popular movies of the time. Song, movie, Intertwined, To Live and Die in L.A.
God.
I know you don't like these bands now. There's a lot that just don't deserve to be talked about. Again, I don't want to talk about this today.
Okay, what do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about the fact that we've got to start planning to leave the country because we can't live here anymore.
Look, this is not a political talk show.
It is.
It
can be.
I leave the country
weekly. By the way, it says on the description of the show we talk about radio, music, and other stuff. I think it's time we talked about other stuff.
Okay, what are you going to do to fix the problem that you see? That's what I want to know. What are you personally going to do?
I'm going to personally get the hell on a boat and move to that island off the coast of Ireland.
Scotland.
No, there's the one in Ireland. Aaron Moore. Aaron Moore off the coast of Donegal.
Donegal.
And it's an island with like 500 people, but they have internet, everything. They want people to move there because they're a happening little island. You can do whatever you want, and they have internet.
All right, let me know when you get there. Now, what's the next problem you're going to solve? You're moving to County Donegal in the middle of nowhere.
Whip out your Facebook thing again. I want you to read the places that you've lived. I don't think people realize all the places that you've lived. It's an incredible list.
You're going to have to talk for a few minutes.
I'll talk for you. Your phone's right there.
I can't look it up on my phone.
Why not? Oh, it's only on your laptop?
So do you want me to look it up or no?
Yeah, look it up. Bring it up.
Then talk.
I'll vamp while you... Michael's going to go find his laptop because I don't want to talk about radio or music today and talk about something else. And I think we can talk about politics. I don't see why we can't. We're adults. We're human beings. You know, it's a talk show. We can talk about anything. If you don't want to talk about that, then what else would you want to talk about that I know anything about? That's the problem. You know a lot more things that I don't know anything about.
All I'm going to say about what you just said is the fact that adults, if adults were involved in politics, we would have plenty to talk about. But when you just blanket statement something that obviously doesn't fucking make sense.
Like
it's,
what?
It's not.
Like we're all fucked?
Like
we'll have Baltimore, to leave the country?
Like Baltimore sucks.
I know. The guy's a child. I mean, it's just
that's
ridiculous.
Just that's the
He's
issue.
A toddler.
That's the issue.
He's a toddler, and
keep talking because I got to find out
all right,
where
I'm
where I
just
live
a little weird because after in the aftermath of that Mueller disaster, you know, I think listen, you took care of your parents. I had to take care of my parents. Both of my parents had Alzheimer's. My mom, worse than my dad, he had dementia. What I saw with Robert Mueller sitting there was a guy that had the beginnings of dementia. I don't think anybody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to talk about it because if they do, then Trump will go, oh, he's mentally unfit, which means the entire report is just bogus. He's going to do that. So everybody's very carefully not saying that Mueller was like an adult, you know, Alzheimer's victim.
I wasn't listening to anything you said because I'm looking at what is happening here. All right. So I told you because you wanted to move. You or Tammy wanted to move to Twat in the Shetland Islands.
Tammy did. She discovered the town of Twat, and she wants to move there.
C-W-A-T-T in the Shetland Islands.
Right.
Just so that you know, the places I've lived in on Facebook, I moved originally.
How many places do you have listed, by the way?
All of them that I moved to, because generally I would just move every X amount of months, because what I discovered is...
Because you were on the run? You were on the lam?
No, no.
What?
What
happened?
I would virtually move, because I wanted to see how fast, this was like a radio experiment, how fast does Facebook catch up to where I move so the ads change?
Mm-hmm.
Because they say my activities that I like to do is motorcycling, photography, travel. So I started looking for places.
Wait, and that's all you put down?
Like, yeah, whatever. It doesn't matter.
You didn't put down masturbating?
As I said, my activities.
Okay.
Right? Things I'm interested in.
You're not interested in masturbating, and it's not an activity for you.
I already have a master's degree in baiting people.
Okay, very
so
good.
So here's the point. So yeah. I decided May 11th, 1999. This is when I first signed up. I moved to Ball Play, Alabama. Then I moved on June 15th, 2004 to Titty Bong, Victoria. Tittybong. Then I moved to, on June 15th, 2005, I moved to Kunter, Switzerland. Cunter, Switzerland. Real place. Then June 15th, 2005, the same day, I decided I left Kunter and I moved to Fuckersburg, Austria.
Come on. And wait, these are real places.
Right. Then I moved on June 15th again. The same day, I said, fuck this place. I moved to Toadsuck. T-O-A-D. Toadsuck, Arkansas.
Toadsuck, Arkansas.
Or Kansas, as it says here. Mm. Then I moved on June 15th, the same day, actually a year later, June 15th, I moved to Cockermouth, which I don't remember where it is. It's in the United Kingdom. And then I moved to Germany. I moved to Wankendorf. That's the only place that masturbation would happen.
Mm-hmm.
That was June 15th, 2008. June 15th, I moved, of 2009, I moved to Fart, Konya in Turkey, F-A-R-T. Then I moved to a place in Wales called Langfair, an unpronounceable place.
What does it mean? I thought these were all like obscene places. So.
Well, I just don't know. Put it this way. I just wanted to move to someplace that was unpronounceable. Then I moved to Dildo in the Newfoundland and Labrador areas. That was on June 15, 2011. Then I moved to Smut Eye, Alabama. In 2012, I moved to Fucking Austria, F-U-C-K-I-N-G.
I can't believe that that's a real place.
And then a year later, I moved to Twat in the Shetland Islands. Then I moved to Peniston, which is pronounced Peniston, but it's really penis tone. That's what it looks like. How's the tone of your penis? And then June 15, 2016, I moved to Cock Foster's in the United Kingdom. And then I moved back to Kunter, Switzerland. So I'm now technically online living in Kunter.
Has anybody ever told you or asked you about this? Has anybody ever brought this list up and said, it's pretty funny? Anybody?
I posted the whole list one day. I took a screenshot.
Yeah, did anybody ever respond and go, oh, you're clever, Halloran. You're
and
such
it was all
a clever
about,
man.
At one point, but before this list was made, I was living in, I lived in the Easter Islands, virtually, in the Easter Islands, because I wanted to live near those big heads out there in the Galapagos, whatever it was.
Yeah, the Easter Island heads, yeah.
And I wanted to live close to them, so I did. And then, like, 2 weeks later, I started getting ads for motorcycle rentals in Chile. And I thought to myself, that guy, whoever that guy is, it's like, I need to find somebody. I'm going to pretend he's a Chilean who can't speak English as well as I can. I'm going to.
So
hold on. So this guy's going like, he decides to advertise. He has a motorcycle rental place someplace in Chile. I don't know where. And he's like, oh, my God, there's a guy who lives on the Easter Islands. I'm going to attract him to come to Chile and rent a motorcycle. Little did he know, I don't actually live there.
Talk about, though, what Facebook did, which was so you put all these places down that you've lived, but they data mined you and decided that you had actually lived in these places.
Because I said I lived there.
And so you started to see ads showing up based on
all these motorcycle rental companies in Chile at one point, and then eventually I think they figured out that I don't actually live in Kunter, Switzerland anymore. But it's just a great place to say you're from.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where do you live online?
Online? I hadn't thought of that. So I live, I forget. I made something up. I don't remember what it was. And I also that I had like 13 kids in Arkansas.
All right, let me look you up, see if I can find you. Hubert Humphrey. That's your
Winston
name on Facebook,
Churchill.
Right?
No.
Did you know there's another Max Tolkoff? Did you know that?
Yes, I was going to. Yes, I knew that. And the
he
guy
says
lives
here
in L.A.
He doesn't live in L.A.
He lives in L.A.
He's here. I'm going to look him up right now.
He's a professor.
He lives in Cambridge, Massachusetts. He's from Syosset, New York.
Oh, that's the guy that used to live out here. Did he move back?
I don't know.
There's another Max out here.
His daughter went to UCLA because, you know. Bruin Alliance of Skeptics and Secularists. That's what he's a member of. So let me ask you this. Obviously, you've been on the internet since the modem was first invented, right?
Since we had a 1200 baud modem.
Do you remember the first time you actually connected to the outside world and what your thought was of how exciting the future was going to be?
Yes, and I was very excited because I knew that pornography was not far behind.
How did you know that?
Because as soon as you get on the... I mean, it was
as soon
clearly...
As soon as you get on the internet, porn's... No. Like, how did you know that then?
Because I think we could all see it coming down the road. We knew... As soon as you got on the internet...
How could you see that coming down the road?
Because porn works its way into everything.
This is before anybody invented digital cameras. So people had to sit there with a scanner.
I bought one of the first Betamaxes, okay? As soon as you could buy a Betamax, they were selling porn tapes. They were selling Betamax porn.
Wrong. Wrong.
Yes, right.
No, that's why the VHS took over is because porn was being developed for VHS only because Betamax... Nobody was putting porn on Betamax. I'm just telling you this right now. This is the truth of it.
Well, that's a lie because I have porn. I have Betamax porn tapes.
You do not.
I do.
You do not.
I do.
Big milky jugs. What do you have?
Don't talk about my breasts that way.
What are you talking about, my breasts as milky jugs?
I don't remember. You kind of realize this was the 70s. This is like the mid 70s.
I had
a Betamax. I sold it to a friend of mine. He has it.
You sold the Betamax or the tapes?
I did. No, I sold the Betamax, and it's actually like
where
a collector's
item. What did you do with the tapes?
I don't know. They're in a box someplace. Or I threw them away. I forget.
Did you throw them away and bring them back and throw them away and bring them back and throw them away and bring them back?
You knew that porn was going to show up in the internet. Yeah, it was only a matter of time.
Nobody knew that. Nobody else knew that. You know what I thought was going to show up on the internet?
What?
Truth, justice in the American way. That's what I thought. And instead, we got Russia lying and bullshit memes, which I fucking love making fun of. People who put memes up that are all spelled wrong and have horrible graphics because it's just horrible.
Speaking of spelling wrong, could we go back to the early part of the internet? It reminds me of the early days when we all discovered email. And your emails used to write in all caps.
No, all of your emails were all caps. No, you're wrong.
It was like you were yelling at somebody.
You keep thinking this.
Hi, Michael. Listen, are you going to be in the thing next week and everything? Blah, blah. Yeah,
you kept thinking that that's what I was doing. I was not. No,
you were.
Everything was in all caps. When I wrote memos. That's what it was in all caps.
It was emails, memos. No, everything was all caps.
Everything was lowercase for me on the internet.
It's because you didn't know how to use the shift key. Nobody taught you how to use the shift key.
I don't use the shift key at all. Everything's in lowercase. Everybody knows that about me. You find me one email that I sent you where it's all in uppercase. It's never been in uppercase.
That's not true. That's such a lie.
I learned from my friends at SurfNet. You know what SurfNet is?
Yeah, I remember SurfNet.
What do you know about it?
Nothing. But I remember the name.
Okay, spell SurfNet.
S-U-R-P-H-C-E-R-F.
C-E-R-F. Okay, forget it.
SurfNet.
You don't know what I'm
talking
about.
As in Bennett Surf?
Right, about 350 yards from here was the original UCSD supercomputer, Cray. I got the tour of it when I was first introduced to the internet. My buddy Bobby took me there.
This doesn't prove you know how to type.
The whole point was that he just said, don't bother with caps. Nobody cares. It's not a formal letter. So don't worry about capitalizing United States of America. Don't bother.
Why not?
Because there's no point. It's not. You're not.
Who says there's no point? You're just throwing out years of etiquette, of letter writing etiquette.
That's why it's email and not business letter. When you write a postcard to somebody, do you capitalize on the postcard?
Well, I'm handwriting a little note. I might capitalize.
Do you capitalize on it?
Well,
it's a handwriting postcard.
It's a postcard. Yeah.
Wish you were here.
But your formal emails of any kind are like littles.
You can attach something formally to the email.
You're ignoring years. Look, you're the only one. Everybody else sits down and writes.
Let's do a survey. There's proper grammar
and proper punctuation. You don't believe in that?
No. Proper grammar. Yes. Proper punctuation. Yes.
No.
I believe in that.
And you don't cap it. You just, everything's in all caps.
Capitalization doesn't, no, it's not in all caps.
Not anymore, but it used to be. The first couple of years were hilarious.
I just said
seeing emails from you.
It was not. It was not in all caps.
It was.
I will put caps to yell at people. Like right now. I never put all caps.
You did put all caps. It was like watching, readings.
Find one.
Really? I'm going to find one from 15 years ago? I do have them.
15. Hold on. You're telling me that the internet was invented 15 years ago?
No, but it was around. Whenever you first started. Okay. Whenever what? Late 90s? Early aughts? I don't know.
Late 90s?
Maybe when you worked at MP3. About? When you worked at MP3, didn't you write a lot of memos?
If I remember correctly.
What?
I had to get you onto an ATT.net account because you didn't know how to fucking do it. I got you onto that thing. You still have Skulldor at ATT.net, right?
Yes.
Who got you onto that? The guy that was on the internet for fucking 4 years before you. That was me.
No, I had another. I was on like AOL or one of those other. Exactly. I was on AOL. I was on AOL early on.
Exactly.
You know why? Because Howie Klein told me I should get on AOL back in 94.
Look at you now. You're still on AOL. The point is.
No, I'm on Friendster.
Friendster? Are you seriously?
No.
Did you get off MySpace yet?
No, I still have a MySpace account.
Oh, God.
No, I'm just kidding.
God. No. Years ago. Jimmy Lang took me over there to the SurfNet.
What does that have to do with anything?
Because
so
I
what?
Said,
oh,
I said,
look,
oh,
there's a computer.
Work? And he
However,
says, look, this is all informal. This is not about, it's basically sending notes to people across the internet that doesn't have to be capitalized, nothing. That's one of the reasons that...
Is it so completely opposite what people do when they send cover letters and resumes?
Oh, you do.
They're all
okay,
formatted
let me,
properly.
Let me ask you this. Do you send a cover letter in the body of an email? Or do you send it as an attachment?
What do you mean?
Do you know the difference between the body of an
yes,
email
I,
or
I
an
know.
Attachment?
Well, I'm sort of unclear what you're...
Okay, I rest my case.
No, I mean, I put my cover letters as part of the whatever I'm sending, part of my email.
Do you send the cover letter in the body of the email?
Yes.
As written text in the body of the email?
Yes.
Why would you do that?
Because that's what a cover letter is. It's a cover letter for your resume. But you don't send it physically anymore. You send the whole thing as an electronic document.
When I send resumes in, I attach the resume, which is formatted the way I want it to. So when they open it up, they see what I want them to see.
Which is all caps.
I'm going to fucking end this podcast right now by fucking taking a hammer and beating your skull in and just saying, you know what?
I don't understand. When you do a cover letter with your resume, it's all one document, isn't it?
No.
You attach two separate documents?
Yes.
Why do you do that?
Because one says cover letter, because if I have to change one or the other, all I have to do is change one. Like recently, I left one of my places of employment and had to update one and not the other.
Yeah, I get that. Okay? But it's still part of the same document.
But it's not the same. It's two different documents, the cover letter and the cover letter, depending on if I'm applying for a job at McDonald's to make burgers. They don't care that I interviewed you too.
All right, let me put it this way. Here's what I do. I'll send a letter, right? And then I'll put resume attached. So it can be an attachment.
Yes, it's an attachment. And then so when you do that, that's when all it formally has to be capitalized and stuff. And here's the funny thing. I don't even capitalize that shit. I'll put down KROQ on my resume.
This is why you're
in lowercase.
This is why I'm unemployed, but you're also unemployed, but for different reasons. Because you can't get your shit together to write decent letters.
Let me ask a question. Who's the guy that fired off a letter, an email to Troy Hansen?
Three of them. And he has not responded. He doesn't like me.
He's never going to respond to you.
He used to respond to me.
And you dragged me into it.
I know. He used to respond to me. He would always go, hey, how you doing? Right? And he would respond to me. He goes, I got nothing for you. Go away. And then he'd go away for another year or so until something opened up. Then I would send another email. And he'd go, hey, how you doing? What about this time, I got no responses at all. I've sent three or four emails.
Yeah.
Because I think he's tired of me. I think he doesn't give a shit anymore. He's got nothing for me.
And so he's answering you with no caps and no lowercase.
He's answering me with silence.
He's ghosting you.
He's ghosting me. Good call. Good call. He's ghosting me.
Yeah. That's what he's done.
The entire industry has ghosted us.
Let me ask you a question. Do you get bummed out if people don't respond to your text immediately?
Yeah, because...
Yeah, there's a problem there.
All right. I want to hear the problem, but
you
want to hear my side?
Do you capitalize your texts?
I do proper formatting. I do proper grammar and capitalizing and punctuation, everything.
Yeah. Okay.
I write it as if it were a properly formatted letter with proper...
Dear,
spelling.
Okay, pretend you're sending a text right now to Steve Tipp, and you're asking Steve Tipp a question about something, I don't know. Let's make it up. Like, you're interested in buying
a Steve, house. Can I have Green Day play the FNX show next week? And it would, it would have the headers, and it would have, hi, Steve, an actual thing, and then
hi,
it would have
Steve,
my...
Hi, Steve, comma,
yes,
capitalized Steve.
Yes.
Can I have Green Day? Do you put it as one word or two words?
Oh, God.
Is Green Day one word or two words? Do you remember? Is Green Day one word or two words?
It's two words.
It is? Positive about that?
No.
Okay.
Because of the way you're looking at me.
Okay, like, I'm just asking. If I pulled up their album cover right now on my phone, what would it say?
I think it's one word.
It's one word?
I don't know. Stop it. You're doing this to me like,
all right,
now we got to look for it. Now you're making me feel very insecure about that.
Because, of course, you have properly formatted it. Green Day. Okay?
Mm-hmm. I'm waiting.
I'm looking it up right now. Let's take a look at an album cover from Green Day. Green Day album cover.
But meanwhile, you're distracting from the issue, which
Green
is
Day album covers.
You can't write emails very well.
Okay, let's look at all the Green Day album covers, everybody. Come on. Look at that.
What?
One word on top of each other.
Didn't I say that? It was one word on top of each other.
One word on top of each other.
Two words.
Two words. Green Day, two words.
See, I said that. And you went, are you sure?
That's what I said.
And you
Green
made me
Day,
feel insecure.
Words. And then you said,
like, I don't know.
Green Day. By the way, when you look at Green Day, after you look at it for like 2 minutes,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't say Green Day anymore.
What does it say?
It's Green Day. Green Day. Formerly called Blue Day.
But here's the thing. You got to send the right things. You can't just...
So why is Troy Hansen?
Oh, that's right.
Not,
that we're talking about.
Why is Troy Hansen?
I don't
Hansen
know.
Not,
I think he's
did
fed
you
up.
Say, "Hello, greetings, greetings and salutations, Troy Hansen, comma. It is Max Tolkoff. I, Max Tolkoff, would like to proposition you into hiring me for one of these positions that you have open across the country, this vast, wonderful country of ours, the USA of America."
I'm not Prince Andrew, for God's sakes. It's
well,
not
why,
that formal.
Why aren't you being formal and proper about it?
I'm saying it's formal formatting, but the tone doesn't have to be formal right. Because we're all kind of jocular.
After the Oxford comma, do you put a space and a little hack down? Or you, what do you change lines? Do you do a return on it? What
comma,
do you do?
Return.
Right.
Down one line or maybe two.
Yeah.
Indent, right. Perhaps.
An indent? You do indents on texts?
No.
Why not?
Because you don't need to.
Why?
Here's what I will do. I will start a new paragraph with a new thought on a text. So it's not all just one run-on sentence.
Interesting.
Right?
Right. But do you capitalize automatically?
Yes.
Is your phone set up to capitalize?
Yes.
See, your phone is set
capitalizes up. After a period. Get a space and a cap after a period.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I set it up. You think that's wrong?
I personally don't think it makes a difference. I think the whole thing is if you put a capital after it at the beginning of the sentence so people know it's the beginning of a sentence, it's like, how could you not know it's the beginning of a sentence?
Because I know what you're saying, but it just looks better. You look like a literate non-idiot if you do proper formatting.
So why don't we bring back that old school thing that they did in the old script days where the first letter of the page was this massive ornate Coleman. This massive ornate Coleman is sitting there. So like right. Like if it's something like, you know, as the world began to turn.
And the A is like 15 times as big and it's right. Very florid and it's got like, this.
It looks fucking amazing. There's a little penguin swimming right. Around in there. It's like, and then the S is right next to it. So when you look at it, you don't realize that the A is ornate. It just says, it's the beginning of the world.
Yes. Look,
so that's what we should do. We should
bring that back.
We should bring
that
back on text. So you can basically put a big thing there and then in fact we should do that. We should actually have that.
That'll be the logo for the Oddcast. The O will be this gigantic O, right? And the two D's will be
and the cast will have to be a big C too.
You could do it that way, I guess.
Just for the fuck of it.
Yeah.
Okay. So Troy Hansen, he hasn't responded yet. What do you think his problem is with you?
I think he's just...
I know what it is.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh.
Apparently, you missed the capitalization on one of your emails 5 years ago.
See, and he's pissed.
And he wrote you off.
Hey, look, you laugh, but HR departments look at that kind of stuff. They do. They look at that.
I sent a resume in recently.
They look for misspellings. They look for punctuation, bad grammar. You know? They look at shit like that.
I sent my resume, my cassette tape... my reel-to-reel, and a cover letter with no caps anywhere on the damn thing to a company, and they called me back.
Yeah, but did they hire him?
I start at Walmart next week.
Excellent.
Slam the door.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Missing minerals? 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's missing, naturally supporting mood, energy, and immunity. Get yours now at TraceMinerals.com.